What you were about to hear is an unedited version of the Simpleton Podcast, recorded in the late summer 2015, early one Sunday morning. The show is of such a nature that it cannot be edited by any known life form. This is the Simpleton Podcast at its most primordial. Recorded in the vicinity of Charmin Avenue, Euroa, this podcast has to be released under threat of legal action. So we now give you, in its rawest form, Simpleton 62.
Well, hello and welcome to the
to the Simpleton podcast from... What? You just said said I have to take the lead. You just said I have to take the lead. That's what I'm doing.
You don't take the lead with the intro.
I can't work under these circumstances, Daniel. The pressure. Look at our studio audience. The first time that we have ever worked with the studio audience, I'm about to walk out of here.
Get on your bike and ride home.
That too.
How many vodkas have you had?
Just open up the podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast. My name is Daniel James and I'm coming to you from Euroa, Victoria, Australia.
My word, that's good.
and joining me also from Euroa, Victoria, Australia is Scott Gall. Scott, how are you?
If anyone out there would look me in the face and doubt... that the Min lights are reality, I'd smack him one.
What the... I missed that conversation earlier when I was like going to get a beer from the fridge and I've no idea what the Min lights are. But, sorry Scott, someone's just coming in my ear. I think we need to cross back to ourselves. Sounds earlier today awful. At Kyala West Eel Farm.
Kyala West Eel Farm.
A very, very important story. All right, let's cross back there now.
Okay. Do you want to do a fake voice now, Daniel?
No, you do your real voice.
I'll do a real voice. Yes. Simpleton's studio audience. Renowned herpetologists Greg and Mike, in conjunction with IBM, rather, and IKEA.
Take that from the top. Take the whole thing from the top. Count to four and take it from the top.
One... 2, 3, 4. Yes, crossing right there now. Right now. Renowned. Yes, listeners, listen to this. Renowned herpetologists Greg and Mike, in conjunction with IBM and IKEA. Not to mention
IKEA.
Not to mention Squire's Plumbing. Are unveiling.
Savills. Take it from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Listeners, wow, get a load of this.
This is big, Scott.
This is big, Daniel. Listeners, this is big. Renowned herpetologists Greg and Mike, in conjunction with IBM, IKEA, and Savile Plumbing, are unveiling their new patented space-age croc suit, the Crocodilius 1000. Daniel, wow.
Wow, this... As Phil Collins said, I've been waiting for this moment all of my life.
It's been...
Oh, Lord.
It's been in the pipeline since 07. Wow.
1907 or 2007?
2007.
Wow.
2007.
Can you tell us a little bit about the croc suit?
I can. Made of several layers of space-age hybrid aluminium rubber. Placed over a protective chainmail, the suit weighs a hefty 590 pounds. Wow. Studio audience, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Shall I continue, Daniel?
Please.
We are only a short while away from what will be world, rather a world record attempt. I think it's time to set the scene. Shall I set the scene, Daniel?
You have to.
I'll set the scene. I'm the only one who has the running sheet. You have nothing.
Yes.
I thought for a moment behind you was a Min Min light, but now in retrospect, it's a moth.
You've got to fuck up about the Min Min lights. Hang on, that's a car.
That's a car.
So not Min Min lights. It's just
that's, wow. That's
just
a car. The other thing was a moth.
Listeners, Google Min Min lights so you can tell me what the fuck it is. Thank you.
Let's continue. We are only a short while. Just gonna take one. Excuse me.
A good orange juice, Scott.
Orange juice is very tangy. We are only a short while away from what will be a world record attempt. I think it's time to set the scene. Shall I set the scene, Daniel?
Do it again, yeah.
You wouldn't have to add in a cricket sound. We have a real cricket chirping.
It's true.
The crowd,
wow,
thousands strong, is ensconced around. What's that word say? And
ensconced around a half empty eel pool. Yeah,
which is currently occupied by only by Elsie, an 18-foot saltwater crocodile, shipped in from Arnhem Land.
Chop it in, I believe.
Chop it in from Arnhem Land for. Exclusively for this event.
This event, yeah.
That cricket is almost uncanny. Let me continue.
I think it represents our audience quite well.
It does too. Losers. The pool... excuse me, I just have to... Oops. The pool has been fitted with specially designed spa jets, courtesy of Ian and Ree's spas and assorted baths. The jets of which... have also been chopping in. Further to this, Daniel, I'll add. We understand Greg is currently being fitted into the suit as we speak.
So the premise is, Scott, is that Greg has decided that he wants to, using this suit that we're about to speak of, he wants...
Do continue.
He wants...
Unprofessional, do continue.
He wants to... test the suit against Elsie the crocodile to see whether, when he is consumed whole by Elsie, whether he can stay alive and we can actually film it for the Discovery Channel. Is this correct?
You have nailed it, Daniel James.
Thank you, Scott.
Matthew Squires, he's nailed it.
I think it was important that I put some context in.
Context.
Otherwise, people wouldn't have a fucking clue what we're talking about.
Already half of our listeners would have tuned out. You have ensured that our other half are still with us.
Nathan. Thank you, Nathan, for sticking with us.
Thank you. Nathan, thank you. Yeah, but to get back to the point, Greg has not been specially designed. The suit has been specially designed. No, sorry, I'm all over the place, Daniel. We understand that Greg...
Count to one, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. Yes, as I speak with my my fingers in my earpiece in my left ear, we understand Greg is being fitted into the suit as we speak. A five-hour process, not dissimilar to Arnold Schwarzenegger during Terminator 2. Took a good 5 hours to
fit that mic cap on.
Exactly.
Making him look almost human.
Exactly. The process has required the deployment of a series of forklifts and a NASA-designed, what was the word again? Space-age crane. I beg your pardon. But now, to the world report.
That's it. that seemed like a really harsh and abrupt, almost abrasive... segue there, Scott.
But now that's thanks, crossed Mick. The Mick from the bar.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks, Mick. That's not, it's vodka. It's not going to blow up.
Hey, Mick.
I didn't want it to go to ice on you.
No, it doesn't freeze. That's just, nah, never.
The alcoholic content is too high to freeze. Mick.
Hang on, look out. Come here, Mick. Before we cross to the world report.
Yeah.
Come down.
Come down.
I'll have one, thanks.
What are you doing, sweating?
I'm not sweating.
he's not sweating, Mick. He's...
Should someone piss on you?
No idea what you're talking about. Now, Daniel, though, I think we will cross to the world report.
Seamless.
What have we got? You don't know what we got.
I don't know what we've got. I don't have a running sheet.
Daniel.
Yes.
Daniel, the ambulances.
Ah, Moldova.
Moldova, you know your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How is that, baby?
The pure blonde or?
Yeah.
It's delicious. Thank you.
Look, the ambulances, Moldova.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
You're going to have to give me something more to work with there, Scott.
Daniel.
Yes.
Can't read my own writing on the running sheet. This is not...
Don't write it in highlighter next time.
Let me just read this and we'll do the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks, Mick. I'll take that.
Did you want two?
No. I'll open it for him. He can't be trusted. Jeez. Hey, Mick, Ooh. Be careful.
Careful, Mick. So we've got cop drama Cagney and Lacey, which is award winning.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Daniel.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us something about Moldova?
Well, I like the rest of our listenership probably know very little about Moldova, except that it's where the Emmy award-winning cop drama Cagney and Lacey was filmed back in the 80s.
Might I add something else, something more of a historical flavour, Daniel? Yes, I will. Interior designer, rather inventor, Dimitri.
There's a fucking massive difference. Someone, no, there's difference. It's the difference between someone arranging cushions and someone coming up with a unique idea and turning it into a product that is good for humanity. Big difference.
Daniel, professionalism. Just let me proceed. Inventor Dimitri Anderson was actually the inventor of the world's first fence post. Yes, back in 1997. Which eventually led to the...
Yeah, so he invented the first fence post, which eventually led to the invention of fences.
Yes, back in 2012. You're absolutely correct, Daniel. So I take exception to your claim that Moldova is good for nothing and it has done nothing for the world.
I didn't say that. We've got Cagney and Lacey filmed on location.
Cagney and Lacey. Cagney and Lacey.
No, Cagney
and Lacey.
He says
as he casually puts down a pure blonde. Cagney
we
and
have
Lace,
a child
Daniel.
Of the 80s here. He says Cagney and Lacey. Yep.
High five.
And then we have the invention of the fence post, which eventually led to the invention of fences. I never played down the importance of Moldova or its people. Get your fucking act together and
Touché.
Carry on the podcast.
Touché.
That's empty.
But what I will now do is proceed with the world report. Daniel, I'm sick of the interruptions. I'm sick of the roadblocks. Let me get this out. You know that mounted T-34 Soviet tank that's in the centre of the Moldovian capital city of Klavmonchon?
You made that up.
Unprofessional, Daniel. A stone's throw from that...
Just
Monument.
Carry on. I'm gonna carry on with the world report. I'm just gonna call for a beer.
Calling Mick.
He's literally
7 meters away. Calling Canis, who's literally 6 meters away. A stone's throw from that monument, Daniel, is a makeshift emergency.
Yes, can you
ambulance?
Can you
don't
ask
talk
Mick,
over this?
Can
is
you,
just so.
Can you ask Mick to bring out a beer?
So
for me,
unprofessional,
please?
Daniel.
Please.
This is.
No. I'm in the middle of fucking podcasting. Dip. It's a studio audience. They can't leave us. Mick will happily do it if you ask him nicely, please. Thank you. God, some people say.
Yeah, I know. I have one thing to say to you. You better be pretty glad that we don't rely on this for a living, because if we did, we'd have two listeners and they're sitting right next to us. Okay, where were we? As I threw my pages down in disgust.
This is a jam-packed episode.
It's as jam-packed as those episodes when the Footy Show interviewed one of the AFL's top players and occasionally crossed to Trevor Marmalade at the bar.
You be Eddie Maguire, right?
I don't know if I can do that.
You be Eddie Maguire and you interview me like I'm a top gun AFL footballer from 1998.
Okay. What's this going to offer to our listener from Mongolia?
Very little. But okay. That's not where our bread is buttered, mate. All right.
You want me to do that, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I should start with the word mate. Hmm. Mate, how was it, mate, when you crossed over?
Look, you know, putting on the yellow and black, you know. Grew up barracking for Hawthorn as a kid, but, you know, I always had a fondness for the yellow and black. And, you know, putting that jumper on for the first time and running out with the boys was great on MCG. Well, it's what you play football for, isn't it?
Oh, look, we beat them 237-4, but they're a good team. They're a good team. They've got lots of good players. They're up and coming. They're young.
Well, let's be clear. The Cutters against the Hawthorn side of 2014 had an off day. But, you know, that... 312-27 scoreline, you know, I don't think it really does them justice.
Daniel, do we have any listeners left besides these two fine people?
They're disinterested. Look at this one here.
We have literally.
Yeah, she's just reading.
She's reading emails.
Reading work emails.
Work emails.
She's reading work emails and it's, you know, 20 to 1. On a Saturday night.
20 to 1. The CEO of the SS, sorry, Strathbergia Shire, I'm not talking about any other SS, is intrigued. So we've still got him. Let's cross to the World Report. Daniel.
Moldova.
We know that there is this, listeners, we're now going to speak to you, all right? If you're still with us, we're speaking to you. We know that the conflict.
Where's he going?
Where's he going?
One of our audience members has gone off to take a slash.
Okay.
That leaves one.
At least one. And that one? Okay.
For fuck's sake.
Listeners, in the ongoing East-West feud, the feud between East and...
West.
West. Yeah, Romania, Moldova, Daniel. It's happening. And to put that into perspective, my young accomplice.
I'm older than you by about 9 months or something.
Yeah. Moldova is currently in Russia's orbit, the eastern orbit, and Romania is currently in the western orbit. And Daniel, it's hotting up there. It's hotting up there.
Yeah.
With the Romanians putting in a voluntary emergency ambulance service.
A rebel ambulatory service, yeah, I think.
Into the Moldovan capital of...
Bachinsk.
Bachinsk, tensions are heating up.
Yeah.
He's back. He's coming back.
Was that a good slash, Matty?
Very good.
See.
Daniel, you were talking recently about how we had a 6 or 7 month hiatus.
We did.
And we had to rebuild our listenership.
Yes, I don't think we're doing it beautifully right now.
Yeah, we have to do that again after this.
Yeah, no, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
A lot of people are going to drop off.
A lot of people are going to drop off, but the sad losers will flock back.
I would like to pay our audience more respect than that, personally.
Right. PR, sure. PR. But Daniel, I think that I'm going to now quote 35-year-old Ion Piccolau. He's a rescue captain with the newly created ambulance service in Balti, which is about 12,000 kilometres east of the Prut River border town of Miensk. And he trained for the job for 6 months in Romania. And what he said was, people calling 903 for an ambulance, ask us to send them the red cars with the red men. Daniel, could we conclude the story in any more fitting way? Hi, you. I also send my greetings to you. High five.
Quality broadcasting. What have you got to say?
I'm so glad that you've got control of the running sheet this week, Scott, because we can blame all of this on you. Hey, I think it's time you had another sip.
Another sip?
Yeah.
Isn't that Squizzy's?
No, that's yours, mate.
Done. Done. You wanted to conclude the story, Daniel.
I don't think we have time to conclude.
Done.
I don't think we have time to conclude the story. We don't have time to conclude the point. The story.
Get to the point.
We've got to cut back to ourselves live at Kyla West.
Kyla West, the eel farm.
Yes.
The eel farm. Wish that cricket was shut up.
It's not
the
going
eel
to.
Farm is not going to. Okay, sorry, I have to see this. The word is further, but all I see is Führer. The Führer. Okay, let me see that. That's done.
How the fuck is the production team going to edit this into a cohesive podcast?
It's done. That's the letters. This is unlistenable. Daniel, we've got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. Oh, yes. Were we going to talk about Quentin Smith now?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm back and I'm right with you, people. Yes. Greg is getting ready. And what Greg is attempting to do is to beat the 58 minutes and 21 seconds recently, well, not so recently, 15 years ago, achieved by one Quentin Smith. Rather, Quentin Smith, who achieved that time. I bless you. Who achieved that time? He was devoured whole by a crocodile for 58:21, and surgically removed after that time, and lived. Granted, his one leg and two arms did have to be amputated, but he did live. And he's still with us. The world record is 58:21. Greg's trying to smash that one today.
It's long overdue, Scott. This record attempt by Greg. I think I'm quietly optimistic that it's going to occur. Can you shut the fuck up with it sneezing? Look,
Daniel, I told you about a studio audience.
It's not going to happen.
I didn't want
Scott.
The studio audience.
It's not going to happen. Well, you know, you didn't want those two. You wanted the studio audience. You didn't want these two.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm quietly confident with this space-aged aluminum rubber.
Oh, that too.
NASA.
Forgot to mention that.
Dimensions.
Have we mentioned that?
Yes, we have mentioned it, Scott.
Okay.
Also, I'm confident that if we cross live now to Mike, Greg's manager, that he might have a few words to say on the matter.
Okay. Am I going to ask the questions to Mike or are you?
No, you have to. You've got the running sheet.
Okay. Mike, I thank you for joining us. How long has this project been in the works?
Oh, a while.
Mike, I want to ask you another question. Are you nervous that something could go wrong tonight?
No, not really.
What are you hoping to achieve with the release of this space-age suit?
Have a bit of fun. You know, just make sure it works.
Mike, any concerns that things might go all right?
Don't really care.
Mike, I thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Well, that was Mike Day there. Sorry, Mike there, Daniel.
Yeah, I don't know who Mike
Day is. Just Mike.
I think it's time we now cross to Greg and ask him a few questions.
Okay. Greg, you're about to head out there to confront Elsie. Do you have confidence in your suit? I see, Mike. Mike, you see a lot of teenage girls around, probably numbering in the hundreds. How does it feel to be a heartthrob? Greg, I'm going to ask you this.
Mm.
The suit has been years in the making. The fact is, though, if something goes wrong, you're a dead man. How do you feel about that? Very well put. One the final question for you, Greg. What you put, you're about to put your life on the line. What inspired you to do this?
I don't have to go around and fix about Friday at 9 o'clock.
Greg?
Yes.
I thank you for your time. Well, that was Greg there, Daniel.
Yeah, brave man.
It's about to happen.
Brave, brave man.
Never noticed those power lines.
Yeah, they've been there for like 50 years probably.
50 years.
Who knows?
50 years.
Yeah.
50 years.
Anyway, here we go.
Here we go, you say, Daniel.
Yeah.
Here we go, you say, Daniel.
Is that as far as you got, Scott?
It's time for a listener's letters.
No, we can't. I can't just cross the listener's letters. There has to be some sort of description of what's taking place at Coyola West.
Oh, so now we're going to ad lib. Going to cut this out?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
I see the NASA space-aged crane slowly lowering Greg into Elsie's pit.
Pit. And now the jets come on. The jets supplied by that local business mentioned before. The jets are on. Wow.
Elsie is slowly moving. Having a bit of a sniff. Greg is calm, cool and collected.
Greg appears to have complete confidence in the suit he's wearing. There is now a shadow underneath the water moving from Elsie's position towards Greg. It appears that Elsie is slowly moving, making her way towards Greg.
Rubbing Greg's suit in chicken fat proved to be a useful... Here we go. Oh.
Oh, wait, Daniel. Wait. Okay. Elsie has wrapped her jaws around Greg's shoulders across his mid-birth, okay? But it appears it appears the suit is holding up.
Yeah. What's all that? Is that red
it's
stuff
red.
Some sort of deterrent?
It's red. Wait, Daniel?
Yes.
The suit has been breached. It appears... Ladies and gentlemen, the humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, the suit has been breached.
The suit has been breached. It's all over.
It's not all over yet, but Elsie, she's in the death roll now. She's in the death roll. Greg is now in that death roll with her, and
there's just a mincemeat factory of blood and gore and bone. The girls are still screaming. They don't quite understand what's happening.
Greg's suit is now it's literally in two halves, ladies and gentlemen, those listening. And I fear it is now safe to assume that not only is Greg's suit in two halves, but Greg is also in two halves.
He died a brave man for a worthy cause, Scott.
He died a brave man for a worthy cause, Daniel.
Shall we cross back to his manager, Mike, for a post?
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we should now take a word, take a message from our sponsors. Hi.
I have to come up with something here.
Hi. Have you ever wanted to travel abroad? Well, hall sex changes are here to make sure that it happens. You can travel as abroad or as a man. But any way, shape, or form you want it, come and see us. Conveniently located at the corner of Maud and Burlst Streets in Shepparton, we can make any sex that you like yourself. And so, next time you're feeling like travelling abroad, take it as a double entendre, because if you want to be abroad, we're here for you. Call us on 9695-701.
Daniel, we're back.
I think we need to cross to Mike.
Greg's Mike. Will I ask the questions to Mike?
if like you did the last time, yes.
Mike, I'm so sorry about what's just happened. What do you have to say about that?
No, you know, not much you can do about it.
Mike, I'm sorry. Look, I'll just put it this way. I guess when you're leading a frontier, when you're pioneering something, you'd be willing to accept that things like that can happen, right?
That's a pretty stupid idea in the first place.
Mike, I wanted to ask you this. How will you move on from this unspeakable tragedy?
Well, I'll move on to it by going to the bank manager tomorrow and trying to explain the $750,000 write-off we spent on the suit.
Mike, and you personally, will you get over this?
Over what?
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, all right.
Down there, Mike, with some poignant
Scott,
words.
Scott, do you know what time it is?
It's time to go, my friend.
No. It's time for listeners' letters.
Time for listeners' letters.
Scott, I believe that you have the first letter.
I have this one from Balls O'Shaughnessy, and Balls is from Cooper Pedy, SA. And Balls writes the following. I'd like to write to you this afternoon about the deplorable state of the fairy floss industry. These so-called nutritionists say it's of limited nutritional benefit. But within a well-balanced diet, it proves... That's what he wrote. He wrote it proves twice. It proves to increase energy levels and bring delight to the consumer and those around that consumer. Yours in good faith, Balls O'Shaughnessy from Cooper Pedy SA. Daniel, I believe you have letter two.
I believe I do.
Okay, read it out. Hurry up. What's taking so long?
No, I need to find my voice into
Hi, Matthew.
Absolutely try and work out what the fuck this is about.
Those are important years. Those are important years.
So the next letter is from Rottnest Island from Melbourne, Victoria. And Rottnest writes, suck it to me one good time. Thank you, Rottnest.
Thank you, Rottnest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rottnest.
The third letter is, I believe, yours to read, Scott.
The third letter is mine to read, and this one comes from Satan Christ. Satan comes from Hepburn Springs, Victoria. Where else?
Well, there is a lot of natural springs there that bubble up from the air. So
there are. A lot of Satan's contemporaries come from Hepburn Springs. This is what Satan has to write. Satan, I'm prepared to do a record deal. I'll do anything. Just get me a high-selling record. This is what Satan has to say. I reckon rubbish collections should be every second Tuesday. Or every alternate Tuesday. Kindest regards to you and your family, Satan. Thank you for the input.
Let me just paraphrase that in English.
Do it.
Satan wrote, I think rubbish collection should be every second Tuesday, and if not, then it should be every alternate Tuesday.
Yeah, where's Jason?
He's across the road.
The
he's
light's
probably,
on.
Jason!
Jason! Jason!
Is the light on?
Oh.
Oh, the dogs are barking. Scott, I think it's probably time we wrap this thing
Let's
up.
Let's wrap this thing up. He's probably named the dog after himself. That's why it responded.
Is there anything in the week ahead that the listeners should be aware of?
Daniel, I have here, fresh off the presses, a copy. Of the Urawa Times, the main rival of the Urawa Gazette, the Urawa Times.
The publication of record.
Indeed. And on the front page of the Urawa Times, you can see it, I'm holding it up. It says, Squires forced to resign due to scandal.
is this in relation to the Kirkland Avenue toilet
Kirkland
blocks
Avenue
again?
Kirkland Avenue toilet blocks. Studio audience, laugh, may you well. This is serious business.
What does the Telangana Post say?
Telangana Post, let me just pick that freshly minted newspaper up off the table in front of me. Here it is. The Telangana Post says the following. Hilly breaks toe in doubt for clutch clash against Longwood. That's what the Telangana Post has to say. Daniel.
We wish the Hill family all the best.
All the best. Daniel, I believe you have a copy of the Upoti Ponpon Mercury in front of you. What does it say on the front cover of that paper for tomorrow?
It says, eel traps found illegally in local creek.
So disgusting.
That's
disgusting.
What the fuck is the world coming to?
That's disgusting. I find that disgusting.
Anyway, I think it's time.
I thank you, listeners. Let's get out of here. We're done.
Good night, everyone.
Be quiet, Jason. Be quiet, Jason.